Good morning, church. You guys can turn in your Bibles to Genesis 3, actually. And I've been really encouraged. Last Saturday, we had the worship night. And I think just coming and the worship team has been really encouraging. It's so talented. I wish I could be like that. But I think I've just been very encouraged by the worship. So kudos to you guys. I actually want to start in the beginning. It's a little different than a gospel communion, but I think recently I have kind of studied out the creation story more and had it on my mind, or podcasts I've listened to have like kind of led me to, or books, just kind of God's kind of, I don't know, using that in different ways and things I've thought about. And a thought came up as I was reading it, and I think something just kind of came out of the page. And the thing I want to get across, I guess, in this communion message is that God always meets us where we're at, from the beginning to the cross and to right here in this moment. And so I hope that that message gets across. So if you turn your Bibles to Genesis 3, just a little, you know, recap. God creates the world, right, in Genesis 1. Genesis 2, you know, just trying to keep it short. Brevity. And he makes us, you know, makes everything. He makes us in his image, in the image of God, you know, the Son, the Spirit. And then he makes Adam, and Adam's just no good by himself, right? So he makes Eve as well, right? And he's like, okay, we can try to make this work. And then Genesis 3 happens, you know, it's just the fall of man. So I want to pick up there and start there. It says in verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?' The woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat from the tree that's in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it or you will die.' He said, 'You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman, 'for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were open, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, 'Where are you?' As he doesn't know who he is, where he is at. He answered, 'I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid.' And God said, 'Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?' The man said, 'The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it.' Then the Lord God said to the woman, 'What is this that you have done?' And the woman says, 'It was the serpent who deceived me, and I ate it.' So God then, you know, he shares with them what their consequences of that is. And skip down to verse 21. This is what really stuck out to me. It says, "The Lord God then made garments of skin for Adam and his wife and clothed them. And the Lord God said, 'The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. So the Lord God banished them from the Garden of Eden to work the ground for which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life." Now, imagine the Garden of Eden, and like in the middle of it are those two trees, right? It's the tree of life. Like Adam had the opportunity to, I guess, you know, live forever, be immortal, right? And then he has the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it's like, you can have anything you want, right? Perfect. And it's like, just don't do this one thing. And they're like, let's do that one thing, you know? And I think for me, something that really, the really thing that stuck out to me was verse 21. It said, "The Lord God made garments of skin for Adam and his wife, and he clothed them." And I thought, I've never thought about that. Because it says that they realized that they were naked. And in verse 7 of verse 3, it says that they, you know, they tried to make coverings for themselves, right? So they messed up. They realized they messed up. Their eyes were open, and they were like, oh, man. They tried to do it themselves. They tried to fix it up themselves. They tried to put themselves together. They tried to, I don't know, like just try to do it themselves. And God was like, and clearly we see that they needed more help. Because, or, and then after they tried to help themselves, they hid, right? And I think for me, something that really stuck out to me was that God was just met them where they were at. They had no reason to know that they were naked. They weren't supposed to know that. They weren't supposed to have to be clothed. They weren't supposed to be in that position. But God still met them where they were at. You know, I think so much, the reason why this stuck out to me a lot recently, I think the transition of my life has been a lot harder than I expected it to be. A lot harder than I like want to admit that it's been. And I think God has really, there's been areas in my life that I'm like, okay, yeah, that's not where I want it to be. Or like, this is, and I have like really high standards too. So this is also good for me too. God to meet me where I'm at, you know? And I think it's been challenging to be vulnerable myself or be real with myself or be honest with myself. But I think in the past few months, I feel like God has really just met me where I'm at because you can't hide from God. You know, when we mess up, like, and I think the biggest thing I was thinking about with this communion is just like, Jesus is just right there. And the cross just, it talks about when we're powerless, when we're weak, when we're at our lowest point, right? Jesus on that cross, he goes to our lowest point and he meets us where we're at. So no matter where you feel like you're at right now, is this your first time here? God is meeting you where you're at. Like if this is your, you know, thousandth time being here, but you need God still, right? It doesn't matter where you're at, highs or lows, God will meet you where you're at. And if you feel like, well, I put myself in that situation, I need to figure it out myself. You saw what happens when they try to figure it out themselves, you know? We need God so bad, and we can't hide from him. We have to approach the throne of grace with confidence. We have to remember there's this thing that David says in 2 Samuel. He says that he stoops down to make us great. You know, that's just the perfect example to me, and it just screams Jesus. You know, that he just stooped down to the lowest position. And I think also what the cross does, connecting to the beginning where God is walking in, and I almost imagine God when he's making that clothes, he's like with them. And he's making it with them. He's not just like, oh, here, fine, I'm going to fall down clothes from heaven. He's right there with them, walking in the garden with them, showing them, here's how you do this. Here's how you kind of, how you do that. And he's walking with us. He's not just this authoritative, which he is, you know, Lord, but he's not just this authoritative, all right, fine, you screwed up, here you go, here's some, you know, here's some clothes for you. And I think he's just really working with us, and he wants to be there with us. He wants to walk with us. We just cannot hide from him. You know, we can't think that we're not worthy enough to be there with God. We can't just say that our sin or our wrongdoings are because of us, so we kind of have to do it ourselves, you know. And so that to me was really sticking out. And so for communion, I really want you to think about ways that maybe you feel like you're hiding from God. You know, maybe the ways that you feel like you're unworthy to approach God's throne of grace. Ways that you feel like recently, where has God met me? You know, maybe if recently, or where has God met me and what did he do? Because what the cross does is he doesn't just meet us where we're at, and he doesn't let us stay there. The cross then allows us to be, for God to meet us there, but then to push us forward. You know, I think as people and as we talk to each other, it's really hard for us to meet people where they're at. That is a very challenging thing because we're all in such different places. It's so hard to do that, but God is right there with you, and he's right there with us at this moment. And I think feeling that and knowing that the cross can move us forward, though, is so powerful. He not only meets us where we're at, but he helps us go forward. So pray with me as we enter communion. Dear Lord, God, we love you so much. Thank you so much for being such a patient God. Thank you for being faithful to us. Thank you for meeting us at our lowest points. Thank you for meeting us at our highest points. Thank you for clothing us and working with our wrongdoings. Thank you for when we're hiding from you, there is no shadow you won't light up. There's no mountain you won't climb down, climb over. Whatever, God, you need to do to get to us, you will do. God, I pray that you will allow us to have open hearts to receive that. I pray that we can remove our pride and not try to do it ourselves, God. That we can be confident in your grace. We can be confident in approaching you. We cannot be scared of you, God, and feel unworthy. Though we are, God, I pray that we approach you knowing how open your arms are, how much grace is there for you, from you. And we thank you so much, Jesus, for just coming down, walking on this earth. Thank you, thank you for right now walking with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you for letting us share in this communion together. God, I ask that we can just walk with you deeper every day. Jesus, we just are so grateful for moving us forward, though. Thank you for taking us and helping us move forward every single day. The cross is so powerful. And thank you from beginning to the end for never losing heart in us and being faithful. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.